am I doing the right thing if they think it's that crazy? And I just stopped being friends with those people.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Abundant Self, to this podcast. I'm your host, Jules, and today we have another guest episode. I am so beyond excited for today. I'm so grateful for having her here on the show, and I want to introduce you to Marta. She's a certified career coach, moved abroad to Spain with a one-way ticket. This is just such an incredible story and so inspiring. So thank you so much, Marta, and welcome to Abundant Self.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much, Jules. Thank you for having me here. And I'm more than excited to speak with you about everything today.
Yay, me too. This is so cool. So before we dive like all into the topics of personal development, moving abroad, of course, like all the challenges that also come with it, can you give my audience, for someone listening right now, maybe a little bit of like a background about you, your story? How did you come to do what you're doing right now?
Oh, yes, of course. Absolutely, Joel. So I feel like everything is quite aligned with all of the stories. So I've been always like very passionate, like about personal development, but also about career. I was always quite interested in business, and I know you can relate to this one. So when I had this dream to actually move to Spain, if we come to this part, I've been like very focused on like making this dream come true, even though I didn't speak Spanish and it seemed extremely like difficult to like or get the relocation there or find a job there or start my own business and be like kind of traveling there and spend there more months of the year. So everything was pretty tough. And when I made it through, when I actually moved to Spain, I was working as a freelancer. So it was not more corporate job, because before I've been in international company, then I've been freelancer in Madrid, and then I went back to my corporate job at Amazon. And after all of those experiences, like living in Spain, but at the same time moving with my career to such a like, I would say difficult to get company that is Amazon, and like proving everyone wrong when people used to tell me, oh, your Polish accent maybe would be like too much for working in English, like fully. And those big companies, they are so professional. And I'm like, okay, so I'm gonna rock it. And as I did. So eventually, after all of those stories, long story short, I just decided to support others with their journeys, with their career, and went fully into career and personal development coaching.
That's amazing. Wow. So cool. And this is just, again, a testimony of how powerful it is when you actually choose your way, when you choose your heart and your mission, and you're like, fuck it, what other people say. I'm just going to do me. I'm just going to do whatever I feel called to do. And if we maybe can dive a little bit deeper into the noise outside, because you were mentioning, okay, there were people who actually had limiting beliefs on what I wanted to do. There were people who did not agree with my mission, with my plan. How back then, a couple of years ago, how did it affect you? And also, did you have any like tools that you used in order to overcome this like outside noise and just be like, okay, I'm just gonna focus on me and my mission?
This is a really great question, because that's a big part of going for your dreams, of like going through your journey. And as you said, Jules, like doing your own, like you don't have to listen to those people. They can have their opinions. They have right to not believe in you or even put you down and tell like, oh, you won't succeed. But what you have to do, I feel like, is to you make sure that you believe in yourself and like be this first cheerleader and be that confident in your dreams that those people won't stop you and be like, cut them off at some point. Especially now in this moment of my life when I changed again so much, again from being in company, in such a big company, one of the biggest possible, in going to my own business when my company is one person, I feel like there have been so many like bold moves in my career and in my personal life if it comes to places of living, where I am, what I'm doing. I learned to be like, even if I love someone and I know it's a good person, they might not have bad intentions that really want me to succeed, but the way they communicate, it's so negative. It's full of like making me even more stressed or having back in my head this doubt, like, okay, am I doing the right thing if they think it's that crazy? And I just stopped being friends with those people. I appreciate them. I love them in a way. But you have to set those boundaries. That's my biggest tip for getting like over those type of comments or learning how to not listen to people. Because they will speak, you will see it on social media or whatever. Like, it's impossible to cut negative comments. But those people who are your close circle, like those people who are your friends, oh, there is no space for people with low beliefs. No.
Yeah.
Definitely.
This is so good. Thank you so much for mentioning that. Absolutely. Like, the environment, I feel like most people underestimate the power of the environment and how important it is to be surrounded by people who uplift you, inspire you. And I know you're Polish, so I know that I am German, and I know that a lot of people here in my home country in Germany are kind of like small, I don't want to say like small-minded, but it's just like there's a lot of like scarcity and this kind of like mindset is closed off. And so I know how challenging it can be to be like, okay, I'm just going to break out of this. I'm going to go my own way. I'm going to almost like go against the crowd and just focus on what I want to do instead of, you know, feeding into this victim and scarcity mentality. So would you say this is also something that you now work on with your private clients, the whole like setting boundaries and the inner work?
Oh yes, definitely. Because if you think about it also, my another thought is like, people want you to not succeed, because it will keep them in their comfort zone. They would be simply like, okay, that's impossible. Or she had money, she had rich parents, she did this, she did that. Those are comments even I heard after I succeed being in Madrid. So where I proved everything is right and it's possible, I actually started hearing again bad comments. And I'm like, oh, they really don't know my story. I came there with maybe a few hundreds euro and I was freaking out if I even will have to pay for my flat or, I mean, shared apartment, obviously, back in time, or pay my food. So those are extremely difficult things to overcome, to build your confidence, to be able to set, as you said, those boundaries, say no to people, be able to be like, I don't want to be friends with you if someone is treating you bad, right? And the same if it comes to career, like be brave enough to go for your goals, be brave enough to go for those dreams, even if society puts this pressure and they feel like I have to speak English natively to be like there, or I have to this, or I have to that. Like, you really have already what you need to have to achieve your goal. It's like how you believe in yourself. So this is number one focus that I work with my clients. Honestly, it's even if we have like career coaching session focused on job search, this cold kind of approach with resume, with LinkedIn profile, with all of the steps, I think if you don't believe in yourself, if someone doesn't have this confidence yet, it's kind of impossible to achieve any goal, even very business and very career goal. You have to have this self-belief first, this self-trust, this confidence. So yeah, I definitely support my clients with building their confidence, setting boundaries, learning how to say no and still feel fine with that, like going their own path. And to me, this is the most empowering thing ever when I see them succeeding in their career and I see like, right, we spoke about it and they did it, like they really made it true.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. I'm so thankful that you do this work. I'm just honestly, because I know how many people are struggling with finding their dream job, and also because no one taught us. Like, we get out of school and we're like, well, what am I going to study? And then sometimes you study something for a long time, but then you don't find a job in what you study. So it can be so frustrating. It can be disencouraging also. And knowing that there is someone out there who is a coach and who's a certified career coach and who has done the work previously, on themselves also. You've been through all the steps, you've gone through the hardships, and now you can be like, okay, this is exactly how it works, and I can support you and I can help you. It's just beautiful, and I'm thankful for you.
Oh, thank you, Jules. That means world to me. I truly appreciate it. I think this is kind of guidance we all need. I can agree. I remember when I was younger and I've been studying something. I've been studying like three different things. So during one of those studies, I believe it was marketing and public relations, someone from my family commented like, "Oh yeah, you study, but obviously you will never work in what you are studying. That's not how labor market works. That's not how we get the jobs." And I was like, "No, I'm passionate about my studies." And before going into coaching, before working from more career side, I actually worked at Amazon. I had my own little business with marketing, not Amazon, sorry. And everything what I was studying, I used it, and I was like, you can consciously make your career choices. You can study what you really want to study. It doesn't always have to be like everything just happened. Like people sometimes are like, oh yeah, I worked 20 years here, it just happened. I don't love this job, but like, you know, I have to earn money somehow. But you can also earn money the way will make you passionate and satisfied and excited to wake up on this Monday morning, and you don't have to feel stressed. We have it so wrong in society that job is just stressful. That's how it is. That's just frustrating. You have to wait for the weekend. You can't do what you love, have big money. You have to be lucky to do it. That's so untrue, and this is such a mindset like blocker to overcome. It's like you have to set it everything right from the beginning.
I love that. Everything you say, I'm just like, yes, because the mindset block, like when I also work with my clients, most of the reasons why people have this block or, for example, can't achieve a certain amount of money in their business or like a milestone or can't make like this breakthrough, it's most of the times because they limit themselves because of those mindset blocks. So you actually doing also this work and understanding that, hey, it all comes back to your mindset, to the beliefs, and you have the chance, the choice, sorry, to change that anytime. This is just so powerful. And for anyone listening right now, this can't just be your sign to go for it and to believe in yourself more, and also to search and look for help if you need it. Like, there is no shame in asking for help or, you know, sliding into March's DMs and just being like, hey, I need some consultant. I need some help. Where can I get started? I guess, yeah, there's just always, we're just so happy to help here. And if I think about my personal journey also of, you know, thinking, okay, what's right? What's wrong? Where can I go? In which direction can I go? I know how overwhelming it feels, and I'm sure Marta, you do too from your personal story.
Oh yes, definitely. It is really overwhelming. And with this message, I'm signing 100% what you said, Jules, about going for it. And at the same time, really remembering that those people who did succeed, they really didn't have that many privileges as we usually think of. It's not like, even if it comes to confidence, it's like someone could think, and even people told me that many times in my life. For you, it's so easy, Marta, because you are confident. You have this charisma. But guys, it's not something you have to be born with. I'm confident in a way, naturally, but I've been working on it almost all my life. I feel like during my life, I've been put down so badly by different people and situations who I don't want to blame at any point. I'm just sharing is to inspire you that it's not something that I have perfect circumstances to be confident. But one day I looked at my life and I was like, do I really want to be this person? Or do I want to be this person deep, deep inside of me who is true myself, who is this person who value herself and is confident and believe in herself, and she can speak up. She can say no, she can set boundaries, she can make her dreams come true, however delulu and impossible they seem. And there is even this sentence like, people see you as crazy until you succeed, and then they see you as a genius. And then everyone is like, How did you do it? What was the way? What was the recipe? How did you move to Madrid? I want to do the same. I want to have the same job. I want to have the same life in Spain. There is not one recipe, but there are ways to achieve those goals. There is this support, as you, Jules, say, as you support also your clients and change their mindset. I think it's also extremely powerful, and you are a pure example of this successful person who, like, build her business, go for your dream, you empower others, and that's the way to go, honestly.
Yes. Snaps for this.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, if someone is listening and has absolutely no clue where to go, which direction to take in their job, in their career, maybe lost their job, or maybe due to like an illness or something can't do what she or he wanted to do, what is like something that you would say, okay, this is like the first step? Is there something from your own experience that you can say, okay, don't feel overwhelmed, we're going to start with this? What would it be?
Yes, 100%. I have something like this. It's kind of an exercise, and it might sound like kind of simple, that like everyone could like have an idea to do it, but it's honestly the best way to get into. Just sit down, take some time for yourself, maybe 30 minutes, maybe even 1 hour, however long you need. And make yourself one promise for this time, that you will cut any self-judgment, any self-doubt, any type of, you know, immediate finding solutions or not solutions, like failure in those ideas, and brainstorm for those 30 minutes or 1 hour. And think about not what you're good at already, not about what experience or studies you have, not about what people told you you should be doing, but deep inside you, what's your dream? And however crazy you would start, you'd be like, I want to be a singer, or you want to be an actress, and you're already, I don't know, the age that you need this stable, let's say, job and income, and maybe you don't have 5 years to go into acting right now. First of all, write all of your passions, because from those passions, you will see your unique skills. You will see where your talent is, where your heart is. For myself, acting is such a great example, because I've been acting for many years, and it was my dream at the beginning to be actress, like theater type of actress, not like cinema and movies. That was not my thing, but I just loved it. I definitely want to be an actress. And I went for those schools that prepare to getting to academy, which is so difficult. It was back in time in Poland, and they are very like prestigious, and they are so special and exclusive. And I made those preparations. But after everything, I decided I want to go into business. I want to continue with my studies connected to, yeah, business, basically, not exactly acting. And it might seem, okay, she just chose a different path, or she failed in acting or whatever. But here is the thing. Right now, I'm working with so many public speaking. I did so many sessions, even at Amazon, for hundreds of employees all around the world, online. We did events in person. I'm doing also my own podcast. I have this amazing opportunity to be guest of others' podcasts, as yourself, Jules. And acting is nothing different. Like, you speak, you have to have this confidence on stage. That's what I said, mm-hmm. Also coming back to confidence. It's not something, yeah, she wanna be an actress because she's confident. No, I was freaking out on the stage. I was like, what am I even doing here? I had to just fight for it and break it and break my own bias towards myself. Mm-hmm. So there is no dream that doesn't make sense. There is no dream like, oh, you can't achieve it. Even if you think you can't achieve something, maybe it will give you already skills. Maybe it will give you already direction to going for your dream career. And there are many transferable skills. Like, trust me, you don't have to be now in marketing because you're in a totally different field in your corporate job, for example. You can use those analytical thinking, for example. You can use this passion for content creation, even from your private life, to go for this dream job in marketing. And with that example, it works like that with almost every single job, every single role. It's not like you have to be born with that. You have to have 20 experiences. Like those people who are now CEOs, they own businesses or they're directors in corporate world, like they didn't start from being there. They started from zero, right? As well. Like there is no such a thing as overnight success. You just have to go for it, show up for yourself every single day and dive deeper into your own dreams. That's my biggest tip for finding your path, I would say.
That is amazing. And this exercise, I actually feel like I'm going to do this exercise right after this podcast because it's not that I'm like, I feel like it's not that it's like an exercise that you only can do when you feel like at a crossroad or when you're like feeling confused or whatever. I feel like it's an exercise that everyone should do at least once, because it gives you kind of like the time to obviously audit your life, audit your business, audit your career. And also, when do we take time for ourselves to really be present and with our thoughts? Not so much, right? We are always like hustling or doing this or doing that and just being like, okay, I'm going to set aside 30 minutes right now, piece of paper and a pen, and just brainstorm ideas and directions. And that's amazing. That's a really cool exercise. Thank you.
Of course, absolutely. And this exercise can really help, especially for those of you who don't know what to do. And you feel like there is like nothing in there. Like, I just don't want to work. Like, I just want to make money, whatever. Like, I have no dream career. And I had so many clients who came to me with the same thought. They were like, I just don't know what I want to do in life. Or maybe I just don't care. That's just a job. I do it. I finish. That's it. But when we dive deeper in what is in there, there is always the one conclusion. Whatever we discovered with your dream career eventually, the thing is, this is the fear that is holding you back. This is your self-rejection. I never met a client who really, after sessions, didn't know what they want to do. They always came with this idea at some point. After they open up, after they felt the safe space, after they discover their true potential, that they can go for it. But this self-rejection is sometimes so strong, this fear of even facing with yourself, because this exercise is not going to career coach. It's you, paper and pen only. It's your biggest safe space in the world. So there's no one who will judge you, and you have to understand it, that you can't judge yourself neither. We speak so much today about people judging us and society making certain points and expectations, but don't you do the same for yourself? Like, don't you judge yourself? Pressure. Don't you put some unrealistic expectations? Yes, pressure. That's the thing. You have to start with yourself. That's
Amen.
For sure.
That is so good. This is so good. And for anyone listening right now who's like, I want more. I loved what Marta said. Her brain, her thoughts, her beliefs. Like, this is just incredible. You have a podcast as well, right? So... Yes. Where can we find you? Of course, I'm going to leave everything down in the show notes below, but just for our audience, what's the name of your podcast, your Instagram handle? Where can we find you?
Thank you, Jules. So every of my social medias and my podcast are almost called the same, so it's easy to find. So my Instagram and TikTok is Hello, It Is Marta, and my podcast is almost the same, just add Hello, It Is Marta, your personal coach. And... you can find my podcast on Spotify. That's where it is right now. I'm considering uploading it for Apple Podcasts as well in the future. And I definitely also encourage you to follow me on LinkedIn, because I post there every single day, as on other platforms as well. But obviously LinkedIn is a bit more professional, so you can see more of those tips, like for your career, but very, very specific tips. You can always reach out to me as well. I'm doing live events, usually once per month, that I absolutely for free, like a webinars. And it's all about career, finding your path, also public speaking, personal branding. So I hope it might help with finding your own path.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. That was amazing. Guys, thank you for listening. If you, as always, could take some benefit from this episode or some takeaway, please make sure to share this episode with a friend, a family member, and also make sure to follow Marta, of course, on all of the platforms. I leave everything down in the show notes below, and I see you next week. Bye!